Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
As I was saying before, it's Valentine's Day, and some folks out there, cynical people, say this is just another Hallmark holiday ginned up to sell candy, but it has a special meaning for me because I once fell in love after being struck in the heart with an arrow shot by a man in a diaper. Thanks, Harry. Hope the medication is working. And what's Valentine's Day without some Valentine's Day cards? And we'll take a look at some of those in my segment, First Drafts.
No, stupid!
Of course, I can't do this alone. Please welcome my own Valentine, my wife, Evie McGee. Evie. Hello. Hello. I love that dress. Beautiful.
Hi.
There you go. What's your
thank
piece?
You.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Now, darling.
Yes?
The traditional gift for Valentine's is flowers and chocolate and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, I don't have those. But we have a gift for each other tonight.
We do. This is very exciting.
This is very exciting. This, what we're telling you, is absolutely true. Evie and I have written a cookbook.
We have.
There it is. There it is.
Wow.
It's called, Does This Taste Funny? It's called, Does This Taste Funny? Tell them when it's coming out, my love.
It comes out on September 17th, which makes it a perfect gift for...
Who's got a birthday that day? Senator Chuck Grassley has a birthday that day. And Kyle Chandler, the actor Kyle Chandler.
So they, we will send it to them, but you guys order it ahead, because that's always a good thing to do with cookbooks.
Yeah, you can just click on that right there and pre-order wherever from here, and I don't know where that takes you. I apologize ahead of time. I hope it's not a cult. Or wherever you buy books. Does this taste funny?
Am I leaving?
No. I'm thanking you for writing this book with
me. It was
me.
Fun. I will say this. I think this cookbook should be an example for all couples of hope.
Why?
Example of hope for all couples.
Why is it an example of hope for all couples?
Because I cannot even chop celery without you telling me I'm doing it wrong. Now. Now we've written a cookbook together.
Oh.
Oh, I feel like I'm being a little mean. I'm sorry. I'll back up.
I wrote a book.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
No.
We did it together out of love.
It was an act of love, and you made it ugly.
I did not.
We should do first drafts before her relationship deteriorates completely. All right, darling, you know how this works. We have a whole bunch of lovely Valentine's cards here, and you're going to hand me, if you don't mind, the first card. The first card will have the actual Valentine that was sold, and the second one will be the first draft that was not good enough to be sold. Clear?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. This one, I have to warn everybody who's watching, if you've got kids in the room, this one's a little spicy. It says, you'll always have a piece of my heart. I want to stuff your crust, baby. I told you. That was a little spicy.
Would you have sent that to a girlfriend in college or anything? Would that be too spicy?
Back in college? I would have been afraid. But the first draft said, you'll always have a piece of my heart. Sorry about my weird-looking sausage. I probably would have said that.
That's worse!
All
right.
Worse.
Now, darling, as you know, we're not going out to dinner after this. Are you okay with that?
Totally.
Good.
Totally.
Me too. Because my idea of just a romantic evening is we get to bed by 9:30. Yeah.
And we can have wine and cheese and crackers. That's our fancy thing.
I'll do that. Yeah. That's what we do most of them when I go home. Why? Just wine, and I convince you to have wine because you're like, I'm not going to have wine, and then I have some wine. And then you go, give me a taste of that. And then I just go get the bottle and a straw for you. All right. All right. Here's one. I cherish celebrating all Valentine's traditions with you. Chocolate, roses, and love, love, love.
That's sweet.
That is sweet. But the first draft said, I cherish celebrating all Valentine's traditions with you. Gathering a bunch of Roman priests in a secret cave to celebrate the pagan holiday Lupercalia before slapping local women with a goat hide to encourage fertility. Look it up.
would send that.
I would have said this in college. That's why I didn't have a girlfriend. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you,
This woman up here before the show, where are you, lady? Right there. She said, do I remember my first Valentine with you? And I was saying the first Valentine, I was actually away from you because I came to see you on February 9th in New York. You're living down in Chelsea. And then I left on February 11th, and the next day was
Ash Wednesday,
and I said, I'm giving up Evie for Lent.
I don't remember the first Valentine's.
I don't remember any of our Valentine's together. We don't need
some. Well, it's a Hallmark thing. I'm one of those cynical people.
Okay. Because we love each other every day.
And we tell each other that every day, so we don't need cards.
We do. We say it all the time. This is a punny one. It says, this is not your average Valentine. In case so you didn't know, I love you. I'd buy that one. That's nice. But the first draft said, this is Nacho Average Valentine. We need to talk about your burrito fetish. Don't understand the foot thing. I don't understand the foot thing.
Fetish,
I don't like the foot, toes. You don't even like your feet touched.
No.
Is that too intimate to reveal?
I was going to say, they don't need to know.
That might have been too much. My apologies. Here's a nice card. We're just like Romeo and Juliet, a love for the ages. Very sweet.
Oh, where's this going to go?
But the first draft, where's this one going to go?
I mean, how can you make that so
I mean, the second one. The second one should be a little bit of a switch up, right?
Well, okay. I'm all ears. What's it going to say?
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I just love when you come on and deconstruct the nature of comedy. Well, what could the next one say? The next one can't be the same. Mwah.
Well, I think you gave me a lesson in comedy very early on.
What did I do?
Was it Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I think it might have been Raiders of the Lost Ark. It wasn't comedy. It was a lesson in like suspending your disbelief to enjoy anything.
I'm a very practical person.
We watched Raiders of the Lost Ark, and you said,
he couldn't survive that, being dragged there. He would have died. Like, he can't...
Can't get dragged behind a truck. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, she seems fun. And you are. You have turned out to be great fun.
Turned out you've made me more fun.
No. You've made me a more responsible person.
This is not in the cookbook. This stuff is
boring. This is kind of what the cookbook is like, actually. Here's the first draft. But here was the first draft. Remember the last one was about Romeo and Juliet? But here's the first draft. We're just like Romeo and Juliet. Okay, I actually just read the play. Why do we let teenagers read this? This is a sad story. That's why
it is.
Sad story.
Oh, Beatles. I like this.
Here's a nice card. Like the Beatles said, all you need is love. But here's the first draft. Like the Beatles said, Semolina Pilchard climbing up the Eiffel Tower, elementary penguins singing Hare Krishna, man, you should have seen them kicking Edgar Allan Poe. They had some good drugs. Are we giving each other presents for? No, good. Good, because you said we weren't.
And we're not.
And I didn't. Did you get anything from me?
Yes, I got some flowers.
Got the flowers.
Thank
good.
You.
Just
thank you. Sure. Very lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Had to drag that out of you. All right. Here's a science-y one. It says, Happy Valentine's Day. Our love is like the universe, always expanding.
Aw, sweet.
Wow. But the first draft said, Happy Valentine's Day. Our love is like the universe. It's been 13.7 billion years since we had a big bang. Evie McGee, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.